Well, this Friday night on BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock, and in just a few minutes we'll be joining Lopa Kotari and her guests in the tent at Hay for this week's World on 3, recorded there last night. It includes sets by the Welsh Galician band Mylog and the Malian Tuareg group Tinariwen. Before we do, let's hear from another Malian musician, Fatoumata Diawara. And if you're very up to date with your cinema going, then you may know that she's on the soundtrack of the film Timbuktu, which was released in cinemas today. Well, here she is on her 2011 album, Fatou. This song from it is called Musso.
Musso. Kalange kadin wolo ko tono dunga ki chefe fanaga ki fe fama be bomuzo la kondam be bomuzo jamada ti be bomuzo fama be bomuzo la kondam be bomuzo ari ti si be bomuzo
That was Fatoumata Diawara from her 2011 album Fatou, and that song was Musso. So now time for World on 3 and the last of our programmes from this year's Hay Festival. Don't forget you can still catch up with recent Hay Festival editions of other programmes, including Free Thinking, In Tune and our live lunchtime concerts via the BBC Radio 3 website. World on 3 was recorded there last night. It's presented by Lopa Kotari.
So welcome to a very special World on 3 coming to you from the Hay Festival. For 27 years, this beautiful part of Wales on the edge of the Brecon Beacons has been host to a mind-boggling number of writers and poets, politicians and orators, debates and extraordinary stories. Well, tonight's event fits right in. Think of the next couple of hours as an audiobook, taking you from the 6th century Wales to Grammy award-winning Tuareg band Tinariwen and 21st century Africa. The first band on stage, you can see them here behind me tonight. They're called Mylog. And they're here because they uploaded their music onto the BBC Introducing website, which is a kind of platform for unsigned and emerging artists to get their music out there to a bigger audience. Well, we liked what we heard, so we invited them to play for us here at the Hay Festival for tonight's special World on Three. So please put your hands together and give a very warm welcome to Welsh Galician group, Mylog.
Bailen ustedes, señores, hasta que se rompa el suelo. Bailen ustedes, señores, hasta que se rompa el suelo. Si se rompen los zapatos, se casa el zapatero. Si se rompen los zapatos, se casa el zapatero. Ay, 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 se casa el zapatero. Ese es que andan, no baile, que levanten más los brazos. Ese es que andan, no baile, que levanten más los brazos. Parece que pisen huevos debajo de los zapatos. Parece que pisen huevos debajo de los zapatos. Ay, 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 debajo de los zapatos. Baila bien el bailador y también la bailadora, baila bien el bailador y también la bailadora, si la vista no me engaña, baila el novio con la novia. Si la vista no me engaña, baila el novio con la novia. Ay, 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 baila el novio con la novia. Bailen ustedes, señores, hasta que se rompa el suelo. Bailen ustedes, señores, hasta que se rompa el suelo. Si se rompen los zapatos, se casa el zapatero. Si se rompen los zapatos, se casa el zapatero. Ay, 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 se casa el zapatero.
Song there from Mylog, the opening song, bringing together a flavour of what this band is all about, Galicia and Wales. And I'm here with Gerardo Alvela and Dan Lawrence. So guys, two halves of Mylog, the Galician and the Welsh. And I hear it's a band that kind of grew out of a story about a 6th century priest Wales and no doubt a lot of pipers along the way.
No doubt, yeah. Yeah, he started off in Wales. Maelog, he was a 6th century, he was a saint back then. And yeah, he had his own church up in on Anglesey in Llanfaelog. And he eventually made his way down through Wales, down through to the south coast, on down through Brittany, and ended up in Galicia in around what, the 6th century. And he founded a monastery. Who was it?
He apparently founded a colony of Britons down there called, in Galicia, Britonia, very clearly. And he appears in some kind of council notes saying that he was the priest of this colony in North Galicia. So
tell me something, guys. Was it Maelog, the priest, who made you think about putting together Welsh and Galician music? Or no. Was it that you were doing it anyway and you discovered this guy all those centuries ago kind of did the same thing?
Yeah. We were kind of looking around. Yeah. We had this connection and we were looking for something that summed up kind of a connection, a Celtic connection between the two things. And yeah, he just kind of, he sprung out at us one time.
So what's your kind of music mission?
I would say that our music mission is to make people happy and jump, and also as well, and the main purpose behind the band is to mix together the Welsh and Galician traditions and see what comes out of it. The guys know that I tend to try to make things really lively and jumpy and kind of funny, and that's just out of my character, I think, and the way I understand music to be played live and that kind of thing. But the whole purpose of the band is, or the two purposes is, are those. So on the one hand, to mix those two traditions, and the other, to make really good live performances.
Dan, Gerardo says as if he's going to get an accusation from the band for being lively and fun and jovial. Is this the fact that the Welsh just want to bring the dour,
we're very
the
serious
sad,
people.
The blighty?
Yeah, yes. We just want to kind of listen to sad music and kind of mope in our own misery.
But what is the shared ground that you found between the two musics?
Well, the dance music has been a real kind of link for us as a starting point. The things that we're liking, actually, the things that are different between them. Yeah. We're loving the kind of the pipes and the drums that Galicia is bringing. And, you know, we have a lot of kind of melodies and kind of that nice approach to things. But kind of sometimes it's lacking in the kind of the thing that gets it, the kind of the boot up the backside, if you like.
I think that one of the things that really tie up both traditions is that both have melodies. Clear melodies, whilst other traditions, like probably the Irish, are more kind of built over kind of arpeggios, so very repetitions of things, whilst both in Galicia and Wales, both traditions are really going towards having melodies that lead somewhere, and I don't know, it's a very different type of music with respect to other folk music that people are used to hear, I think, and that are more prominent in these days. But yeah, really, really nice combination, I think, from one and another.
So the music we're hearing tonight are all original compositions that you two have kind of put your heads together and...
Not at all.
They're all very much traditional tunes. The originality comes from kind of the combination of the two things together and the arrangements of them. But yeah, they're very old tunes, really, yeah.
So let's go back to that set from Maelog and hear a little bit more of their modern day magic here at the Hay Festival for this very special edition of World on 3.
Thank you. Diolch yn fawr iawn, thank you very much indeed. Right, this next song is called Brethyn Cartre, which means homespun cloth, basically. It's in Welsh, so maybe I better explain a little bit what it's all about. Basically, it's a song in praise of sheep, okay? And if you wanted to hear songs about sheep, you've come to the right place. Anyway, it's about this man who's got a wonderful suit made of traditional Welsh linen, Welsh cloth, a tweed, if you like. And he's inordinately proud of this suit of his, you know. Fashions come and fashions go, but he sticks with his suit. He's so proud of it, he loves it so much, he wants to wear it all the time. He never takes it off. Night and day, day and night, he wears the suit to all occasions. He does his courting in his suit, he gets married in his suit. But when you think about it, it's a wonder he found a wife at all. Anyway, of course, it all ended very badly. He died, okay? And so in the final verse, that's what it's all about. It's very sad. We're all standing there on the edge of his grave in grief. Very sad, but hey, what the heck, you know, life goes on. And we still got our sheep. Chi sy'n cofio newydd Dafydd, patriarch y Felindre. Ych chi'n cofio'n Byrion hefyd, am ei Frethyn Cartre. Aeth ei got yn hen eb golli dim o'r gran. Roedd hi'n llwyd pan gas ei ffannu Brethyn Wlan a defaid ma, dyna fel y gwisgar oes o'r blan. Brethyn Wlan a defaid ma, dyna fel y gwisgar oes o'r blan. Felly'r elai mas i gari yn ei Brethyn Cartre ac ar fore i briodi gyda nil i'r hen dre. I ffair glamau a chyman fan ddiwahan Gwisgar un hen grefydd, Brethyn Wlan a defaid ma, dan y fel y gwisgar oes o'r blan. Brethyn Wlan a defaid ma, dan y fel y gwisgar oes o'r blan. Gwelodd newydd lawer ffasiwn dôn yn o'r annwyl, ond y ffeithi oedd yr un ohonyn ddim ar fi llan o'n fwy. Ni feddyliau am wisg newydd mwy na'r fran. Yr un endoriad o'n dragawydd, Brethyn Wlan y defaid ma, dan y fel y gwisgar oes o'r blan. Brethyn Wlan y defaid ma, dan y fel y gwisgar oes o'r blan. Gwisgar oes o'r blan, Brethyn Wlan y defaid man, dan y fel y gwisgar oes o'r blan. Brethyn Wlan y defaid man, dan y fel y gwisgar oes o'r blan. Brethyn Wlan y defaid man, dan y
vela gwisga roes o'r blan. Dyna vela gwisga roes o'r blan.
A friend of ours to the stage now to perform with us on the last couple of tunes that we got. The first one is a bolero from South America. A lot of Welsh went over there to Patagonia, and a lot of Spanish went over there as well. Where is he? Where's our good friend? Anton Owen Hicks is his name, and he's bringing his set of pipes on here now. The other little instrument that he's got there is a Welsh pipgorn, which has got a goat's horn on the end of it.
Thank you very much, Jonathan Paul Young. I think, well, and this goes the last one. Thank you very much. Thank you. We've had a great time here. We want to thank, of course, the Hay Festival for having us, and especially, very especially, the whole team of World on 3 and BBC Radio 3. I would name them one by one, but they have all been amazing. Thank you very much, guys. That's it. Thank you very much, Dielgen Vaur, again. We are
We are Maylog and Maylog, and you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the lot. Or you can actually come after the gig and talk to us face to face. Yeah, I think we can still do that as well. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Thank you very much.
Maylog, one of World on 3's discoveries from BBC Introducing, performing for us at a packed venue at the Tata Tent here at the Hay Festival 2015. And we're sitting here right in the centre of the heart of the festival, people walking up and down. I'll tell you one big difference between this and a music festival, it's a lot quieter, a lot more talk going on and a lot of rustling of paper. Still to come, our main feature tonight, a concert from Grammy award-winning Tuareg bluesman Tanariwen. Now you may well wonder why Tanariwen is here at Hay on Wye. Well, the band is on tour. From here they head off to Bristol and zigzag their way across the UK and end up at the Woods Festival in Kent by the 6th of June. But they also have a real connection with this place. Hay on Wye is twinned with their hometown of Timbuktu, a city they fled from because of the incursion of a militant Islamist group in northern Mali. Now, for a couple of years now, many members of Tanariwen have not been able to return to Timbuktu, so it's kind of nice to be welcoming them here to a place of refuge, a sort of geographic relative. And how did a small town in the Welsh borders become a sister city of one of the world's ancient cities? Well, Sandra Skinner, who works for Hay to Timbuktu, has got the answers. And Sandra, you're going to tell us something about how on earth this marriage of Hay with Timbuktu came about.
It started from Timbuktu itself. They actually put an advert in the Independent looking for a twin in the UK. And Hay, amongst other towns, replied. And Hay, being the sort of dynamic town that it is, didn't just sit back and wait. But a couple of people got on their bikes, literally, and went out to Timbuktu to persuade people there that they wanted a twin with Hay. And the link, of course, is the manuscripts in Timbuktu, which are very, very famous, and the books in Hay, which are increasingly very, very famous. So, yes, the relationship was made in 2007, and in the beginning we were able to get out to Timbuktu, but of course with all the troubles that they've had, people can't get out to Timbuktu, but we're in touch with them on a regular basis.
Well, I was looking on the Hay to Timbuktu website, and it's great because there's this map that connects Hay with Timbuktu, and it's virtually a straight line, nearly 4,000 miles long, from Hay down to Timbuktu. Sandra, you said you've been there yourself.
Yes, I have, yes.
Tell me a little bit about your experience there.
Absolutely fantastic place. The people are just so amazing. They've obviously faced hassle throughout their history, and it's not a settled place, never has been a settled place, but they're so welcoming, they're so positive. We're in touch with them, as I said, on a weekly basis, and I ask them frequently, how are things going? You never hear anything negative. They just talk very positively, and they look forwards all the time. They really live life to the full as they possibly can. Although obviously things are very, very difficult for them at the moment.
Well, it is a really, really difficult situation, isn't it, in northern Mali at the moment. But there's a film, you've seen this film, haven't
yeah.
you? Actually called Timbuktu.
Timbuktu,
that's
right.
It goes on national release this weekend right across the UK. Tell me a little bit about the film.
It's a super film because it describes quite well, I think, what we heard during 2012, which is really the height of when the Islamists were in there. We support 60 girls in school at the moment, and of course schools were closed, everything was ransacked, and people fled. Something like a quarter of the population is back in Timbuktu now, from being a vibrant, very, very busy city. You know, people are back. They're very positive, but there's lots of problems. These girls are back in school. They had a year of being out of school, and the Tuaregs in particular, I think, still struggle to go back because there are all sorts of issues around the different groupings in Timbuktu. And so it is particularly difficult for musicians like Tananawen to get back.
But it is a great twinning, isn't it, of not just two nations, but of two cities that have this incredible grounding in not only poetry and music, but in this whole kind of education and love of literature.
Yeah, it's a great twinning. I think more so for us than it is for them, actually. Our young people really benefit from hearing things that are going on in Timbuktu, a very positive outlook on parts of West Africa that they never really imagined before. And when you say the name Timbuktu to people, they think it's something fictional in children's storybooks. People don't believe it's a real place with real people who are vibrant and exciting and musical and just fantastic.
Did you get a chance to listen to much of the music while you were out there?
We did. They use music so much in every sort of way. And when we were there, there was it was coming up to elections of the mayor, and there was a woman actually standing as deputy mayor, and so music was the way that she was promoting her story. So it was fantastic to go and see that. Quite unlike anything that would happen in this country.
A singing campaign. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Sandra, it's been an absolute delight to talk to you today. Sandra Skinner from Hay to Timbuktu organisation, part of the Hay Festival. Hay on Wye, of course, as you heard, being twinned with Timbuktu. You're listening to Lopakotari here on BBC Radio 3 for a special edition of World on 3, coming to you from the Hay Festival 2015. And it's about time to welcome Tananawen on stage. Please, welcome to the Tata tent for World on 3 at the Hay Festival 2015, the original Desert Rockers Grammy Award winners from Southern Sahara, Tananawen.
So much. Ça va? Bien?
Hey, ça va, it's okay? Hey! سيبداك داك سفلتين رجان ترم تشعل غيلة سفر كانك التواجي أرزن تظلم موافن في الجلالات نبتال يا ماما شلوان مسكين دار ميل انت قور هدي اصلا نزق زانيت اللي مروان شش وزغ نهاد سكنة فليلي مظلو لقزا في وقت من غاهي عرش جل إن مشغول نش الشبكار وين دوروا كيدر هان رجال ما استو تلابي تسين كرك دالا مسكر سغاس ميعطين ترقام سعوا وريم راي ورضي سنغرار دو وقت هي منجرد هون لجل ما مورك في ليل غينا جول لغي دبا
ويلار وانجر هرو ساكتين غرغارت النام جرال صرف اللوف الولا ولكتا بانكورت سبا ميلال يسكلي في مورت غرغ الزار جازك يصلان انغان مشراين تادقو يا سداد داد غدنان هانت وفلوف ويتاج مسكال اش اللي جوب النش الشريتال لغصارت سنفرتي دي فلمسال انو اللي بالهان دي رقاستنا ميار تقدال ترمي قاقنان سريال شتوري الغين سيري رسمانا من شرية قنقر غلبان بيات تشند مقانا نذكار دونا تلاتا يتهام ممشك انشار غيشين قروزا لله ريتا تاكسم ويجف وانتي ولله باساس ولا ما ندرهان رجوان ركال لنا ندغوك وسن نهال يركال لنا ندغوك وسن نهال
Thank you. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you so much. You happy? Thank you so much. It's okay. Is okay? Thank you.
Merci.
Hey, ça va, c'est OK?
سيمقون وسيبدا سيمقون نسبه هي طيب الكون دنيا تنكر رجوان نجفت تصادوان امان ما اسمع دكني ني غرمان برشا دكني ني فرجان نغل للوام لسان نرني داغي با مقلال نجيب ما نسان نرني جيب مسنقال اروان هركي دال
بندا نظر بكار
اروان هركي دال
بندا نظر بكار اقد اسكي دال تمام قصتينقال اقد اسكي دال تمام قصتينقال يكلن موها درو هارنتين دال يكلن شنكا يكلن موجا يكلل انت يا غير تكلل انت هوسان
النفس لا هوت بها يوما وأرمستها رمسا فقالت وما ترهيد فقلت لها كمو فجابت على قولي لا باس لا باس فقلت لها إني سقيم بحبكم وقضي منه طوال الليل ورطسة أعطتني تضاهتا عربنا حبها فقالت ميديني لا تنسى لا تنسى فقلت لها كيف انسى يتفك انضضي وعيرية حزنا فمثلي ليس
ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس ليس
كلن شنكا كلن موجا كلن تياضين تكلن تهوسا
الصحراء الغوها والنجا لغد غلام ترنوها نغيجا
مطرتنا الصحراء الغوها والنجا لغد غلام ترنوها نغيجا
موسيقى
Merci. Merci.
Is it okay?
Merci.
Yeah? Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyes okay? سكنا ودغنت فلتقلا دنيا وكي سكنا ودغنت فلتقلا سكنا وجرت واهي سسلا والله واهي سكنا وجرت واهي سسلا يرنسي بس تلا ترى تاني بليس ولا تاني الله يرنسي بس تلا ترى تاني بليس ولا تاني الله دمي دينت سيدديكا هرستو سيدين نبضا دمي دينت سيدديكا يجدا تاسيكنا ترها انتا يجاي سسرها يجدا تاسيكنا ترها انتا يجاي سسرها
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Hey, ça va?
Thank you.
Sahara to this great literary festival, Tales of Love, Loss, Heartache and Hope. And that's it for tonight's World on Three. It's been a wonderful evening. Thanks to Tanariwen, to Mylog, who started off the evening with such beautiful music, you, the audience here in the Tatau tent, and a big thanks to all the people at Hay Festival who've been such amazing hosts to all of us at BBC Radio 3 over the last week. You can listen again to all the programmes from the Hay Festival via the BBC Radio 3 website. But for now, from me, Lopa Kotari, it's a very warm good night.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young with music right the way through the small hours. I usually lure you somewhere to start with, and tonight it's Warsaw to join the city's resident chamber orchestra, Sinfonia Varsovia. They've only been around since 1984. Yehudi Menuhin came to Poland to perform with what was then the Polish Chamber Orchestra. The programme required a slightly different mix of instruments and more of them, so they had a quick recruitment drive and ended up with such a successful ensemble that not only did no one want to disband it, but Menuhin himself became its first guest conductor. Andres Mustonen wields the baton tonight, and they begin with an old Polish suite by Andrzej Panufnik.